This is when things went bloody insane.
Great, you're dealing Rocky bars.
Not to worry, I'll sit on your face. So that's quite romantic.
Romance at record store day.
Maybe they've gone into an alternative dimension. Victorian steampunk. I can see them all performing in the new tour from inside a huge balloon.
He was lit up, high as a kite, and on this occasion the police van stopped and wanted to scan the queue one by one.
You got Gagarin, right?
Hello everyone. H.C. Wellgold's here, just sat in my toasty warm car, just finishing off my hot fries. I'm about to catch up with the commander for record store day. I'm about to head over to Up North Records in Chester, which was a bit of a change of plan. We were going to go to VOD in Mould, but when Commander Wonky Hat got there today, there were already three people in the queue, and two of them were going to snaffle up the old Gagarin. So I'm going to go and take them a nice hot chocolate now. There's a drunk guy definitely walking past me as I'm speaking into a microphone sat in my car in a car park. So that's cool. Just walking past Chester Cathedral, holding a mic in my hand, 11 p.m. It's really quiet around here, I can't even see anyone. Is there a record shop here? Oh, I can see some chairs. I can see one person in the queue. So I think I'm going to go there and they're not going to be there. Oh, here he comes. He's returning with some chips. Hello, Commander Wonky Hat. Hi, Nate. Dave was the only one here, so I've been chatting to him whilst waiting for you to return.
Hello, Craig. Lovely to see you're keeping my seat warm in my absence. This is Dave, but we are going to call him Mr. D for the purposes of the podcast.
Great, Mr. D. Good, good. I just thought I'd pop by and give you guys a flask of hot chocolate, some cookies, keep you guys warm and fed overnight.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no worries.
So, we've been here an hour. We've set up our camp chairs. Sleeping bags are ready. We've scoped out for the nearest loo. Feeling good, feeling positive. We are first in the queue, so mission accomplished there. We are expecting a quiet evening, but let's see what holds out until Up North opens at approximately 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, which is 11 hours away.
Okay, well, yeah, stay warm. You're shivering already.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, fine. I'm going to leave you guys to it, though. So me and James are going to go chat about PSB new logo and tour dates and stuff. But I'll see you bright and breezy in the morning for Record Store Day Gagarin release. Good night.
Have a lovely time indoors.
All the best. Bye.
Bye.
How do we all feel about the logo?
Whatever it's supposed to signify, I really like it.
It's definitely a flying machine, but is it a bird? If it is a bird, I think it's a swallow, just because of the wing shape. If it's not a bird, well, then it's an aircraft. But of course, when you look at the whole thing, it looks like a pin badge, doesn't it? The left-hand side, to me, makes me think of a sail of like a clipper boat. Or it could just be like a sort of action flash, like a go faster thing. But it reminds me of a lapel badge that a British Airways steward or stewardess would have worn back in the day.
When you said the sail, which bit are you talking about?
The left-hand side.
the lines jutting out.
The reason why it reminds me of a sail is because it's curved on that right-hand portion of the left-hand bit. And I know that this is completely irrelevant in terms of eras, because if this is old, presumably it is, it's a throwback to a historical thing, then what I'm about to say is almost completely irrelevant. But in modern sails today, on modern boats that you go out and sail, they have windows in so you can see through, so you can see the ocean yes. through for visibility. And so that's what those slanting, very groovy, jet age slanting bits make me think of. Also makes me think of like a guide on a trimmer, like a beard trimmer.
Yeah. It starts from grade 1 to grade 5. So that logo is their reinvention of the satellite dish. It's really different.
I'm struggling to see a satellite dish in it.
So they're playing with negative space of it.
And when I zoom in too close to the thing on the right, whatever it is, the swallow, the satellite dish, I think when you point at it and say it's, you know, an evolution of the dish, I can see that it could be a satellite dish. But the triangle in the middle looks like an arrow that would be used to point in the direction like a compass. Mm. And it's facing at a jaunty angle. Like the satellite, if it is a satellite, is sort of facing down. Whereas the way they'd normally have it pivoted is kind of the PSB satellite is sort of usually pointing up. Then when I flip True. My eyes away and I stop obsessing over it and I look straight back, it looks like a swallow. And you still think it's a satellite dish, not a bird?
Yes, because this being the circle of the dish. So in
Oh, you've just... Do you ever have that when you look at an image and your eye just can't seem to... And you've just pointed that out.
Yeah.
What does that say about the design? Is that a problem with my brain or is that just funky design? Because I'm just see a swallow on the right-hand side and I was not seeing the curvature of the dish on the left because it forms part of the pin badge and the wing sail thing on the left.
There's definitely some... So that is their reinvention of the satellite logo. So that's the dish and that's the thing. But it's purposefully done to look like a bird without any shadow of a doubt. That's... And the thing that also blows my mind is that Jay is a keen ornithologist. He's a twitcher. He has been tweeting about birds for well over a couple of years. When he is probably going to have been writing this album, he's been tweeting about, oh, I've seen this bird, oh, I've seen that bird. And it just makes me think it could be an album about birds.
The birds fly a lot better than we do.
They do. But I am completely on board with you, James. This has to be aviation. It is giving off so much aviation, it's unreal. But that surprises me, right?
The only other alternative that would have that same kind of romanticism in terms of the way it looks would be liners, ships.
Yeah.
And we've already been there. They're not going back to do another ship EP, are they?
But even aviation's kind of surprising because the behemoth that is Spitfire.
They've moved on leagues since True. Then. And if there's one thing we know about this band is they do not like to go backwards. They respect the audience enough to still drop Spitfire and Go when they're touring a brand new album. But it's their progress, aren't they? There's never a kind of going back on themselves. So when you think how much of a departure Bright Magic was from Every Valley, they're not going to start retracing their steps.
It could look a little bit like a Shield... A winged shield. So I started looking into history of aviation and whether there were any logos of organizations that have winged shields. I did find one. So I was thinking, like, it's got to be early doors. They're not going to go wartime Spitfire era. They're going to go way before that. We've got that little clue that there aren't many samples in that kind of time frame. So it's got to be early 19th century, if not before. The NACA, which is the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics, was established in 1915. It's a US leading organization for flight research, which part of me goes, they're not going to go back to like the kind of American thing, but their logo is a winged shield. So this is the NACA, which I know looks nothing like their reinvention of the satellite dish. But there's something about wing shield that I think is interesting.
Well, if you cut that in, that in half, on the left-hand side, you've got your wing shield.
And essentially then they've replaced that shield with a design aesthetic that is the satellite dish. If they're going early doors aeronautics, then they're going what essentially would end up feeling like a prequel to Spitfire and Race for Space.
Wright Brothers, effectively.
Yes. Yes.
What did you really have before them? I mean, I can totally see them doing airships, but there's no evidence to suggest that they're going that way. This is why I feel almost fictional. I want to go Phileas Fogg. Maybe they've gone into an alternative dimension, a kind of Victorian steampunk world.
They've moved into the world of fiction.
I can see them all performing in the new tour from inside a huge balloon that moves up and down for the great finale, for the encore.
Balloons are obviously where it all started. So I found the timeline of aviation
there
in the 19th century. So you start off, and of course we already know that there's lots of European languages and voices on this record because of he's been using voice artists. So
they're flying all over the world, yes. And that 1818 technical illustration just looks like the back cover of a PSB album.
So this starts to feel, there are a couple of things in here, and of course they do like really human stories, but there's loads in this timeline about amazing people. There's stories of test flights and crashes, and which again starts to feel a little bit more Race for Space, but Race for Space was very electronic, whereas maybe this is not.
It has to be sort of, at least Victorian.
Yeah.
I suppose that's when all of this, well, yes, I suppose 1840. Yeah. So
there's a lot of British kind of names and people in this, but there's also French, German, and US.
How interesting. Oh, I love aviation.
I mean, it's right up Jay's street.
I just can't believe they'd be going back to it. But all of this evidence to me feels so compelling.
And I do think it's beautiful, regardless of whether it's wings, swallow, boat, bird, satellite. I like it aesthetically. How are we feeling about tour dates?
Well, I mean, I'd love to have seen more. But reading into the Q&A as to kind of the sort of situations that they're having to grapple with in terms of the capacity venues that they can play and the capacity venues that are available and the ones that are economically viable, whilst balancing that with a ticket price that most people won't balk at, seems like it makes me appreciate just how difficult it is putting on a tour, because the industry is far from recovered really since the troubles of a few years ago. So I do really feel for them. So with that information in hand, I am grateful for the tour dates that we have. Manchester, for me, is a given. Part of me hope that all those northern powerhouse, that triangle of northern cities, Leeds, Liverpool and Manchester, would all get one, and then I could just ping between all three. But I'm down for Manchester if you guys are. Which ones appeal to you?
I think Manchester feels like a no-brainer. I think London would be an interesting one to do if you're going to get the biggest show with all elements. You're going to get it there.
I think in terms of the podcast, it'll be lovely for us to rock up with our lovely brand new PSP t-shirts on. Be really nice to just get all of our pre-gig feelings, bit of pre-gig drinking, and then just a few blasts of us in there, and then a bit of reaction from people outside.
You just saying all those words just made me go, oh, I'm really excited. I can't wait for that night to happen. That's going to be Manchester.
I'm going to book like the day off and everything. It's going to be glorious.
We can go to the Manchester wonderful sites. We can go and visit where you got your bus lane fine.
It's an iconic spot.
Yeah. We can go to North Brewing Company.
We can go to the Engineering Museum.
Hmm.
And find some inspiration for the new album.
Isn't there also an aeronautical museum in Manchester?
Oh, no, there is, yeah, in Greater Manchester, but it's not kind of in the inner city, but there is one.
Yeah.
But apparently it's awesome. in a way, in my head, I could have this all wrong, but I see the gig as kind of being the finale of the podcast, a hurrah, a celebration. I know that, well, it will be, because, yeah, we'll have an album by then, won't we? So,
yeah, we will.
So it's a lovely way to just kind of go out with a bang. It sort of concludes the journey.
We all are going to Manchester.
Great. Lovely. Alrighty. Nostarion.
You look happy this morning. You didn't look overly happy at like 11:30 last night.
I'm going to go from the very beginning. So we originally planned to go to Vod Music in Mold for 4:00. Mr. D got excited with comments that he'd seen on social media, got a bit nervous, so we decided we'd go early. We went for 2:30. We got there. There were 4 people in the queue already, first person being there from 7 a.m. that morning. That is 25 hours before the shop opened. We knew in advance that Vod only had 2 copies of Gagarin because of a pressing plant issue where the 3 of the 5 records came sealed as cardboard sleeves with no vinyl inside them. So we were like, oh, that's okay, we should be fine. I mean, we are going to be 15 hours early. We rock up at 2:30, 4 people in the queue. 2 of those 4 people have PSB on their list. So we swiftly made our goodbyes and went back to the drawing board, quickly looking at stock for our next local record store day, which was up north in Chester. And it looked pretty perfect. There was a stock count on the website, so we knew those 3 there. I gave them a ring, and they said the queue normally started at midnight. We were like, great, let's go home, spend the day at home, and go and queue up from around 10. So we got there for 10 p.m., and there was no one there, so all good. We were first in the queue, which meant we were guaranteed Gagarin. Easy, job done.
You got Gagarin, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah. Between the hours of 10 p.m. and 9 a.m., so many things can happen, and my God, did they.
Well, when I was there, I came and met you about 11:30, and there were bins and hens going past. There was a lot of activity, a lot of drunken Chester night activity. I mean, what happened after I left?
You shouldn't have left, is what happened. Chips, cheese and gravy went everywhere. We had endless amounts of company, guests coming and going, questioning what we were doing.
Brassy gents, they turn up?
No, not on this occasion, but maybe next time. We had the usual questioning what we were doing, our sanity. So the quirky stuff started happening when there was a couple of people who would come and say, oh, I smell cannabis, are you selling cannabis? And we were like, no. And then they were like, oh, are you selling coke? And we were like, no. And I said, I do have a caramel Rocky bar if you'd like it. And he said, yes. So...
Great, you're dealing Rocky bars.
So I gave him a free Rocky bar. Then the girls that were with him were jokingly saying, oh, we're going to push in front of you at the door. And I said, that's fine, but you haven't got a seat like we do. And she said, not to worry, I'll sit on your face.
What time was this?
12:30, yeah.
Okay, so I don't know what time I left, but it was maybe 11:45?
Yeah. And then it was just a lot. It was a lot of people. I got 1/2 hour sleep between 2:00 and 2:30. And then around 3 a.m., the next person in line arrived. So, realistically, we could have gone to bed and
had another five hours sleep.
Anyway, this is when things went...
rapidly downhill.
Bloody insane is the only way I can describe it. Right. two guys, lovely guys. One wearing a like a fleece, like a colourful fleece, and he described it as a
Indiana Jones hat,
not a cowboy hat, Indiana Jones hat, and his friend, and they proceeded to offend each other. His friend, we're going to call, what can we call him? Vic. We'll call him Vic.
Wait, are these guys who have joined you in the queue now? Or yeah.
No, these are drunk. These are drunk passerbys. So there's about five or six of us now in the queue. And on top of having endless taxis going around and boy racers revving their horns and beeping and
revving their horns?
Revving the engines and beeping the horns. And police left, right and centre checking in. These two guys came, I was going to say kids, they're probably kids, wasted. One was on the cathedral side of the road, the other one joined us in the queue, and the things that they were coming out with was hilarious, and that was like at least an hour before Hatman left and Vic stayed and started getting, he was sobering up, got a bit hangxiety, which is a new term I learned, where you're anxious of the outcome of being drunk. He sobered up and asked a girl in the queue for her number, and she said yes. So that's quite romantic, you know.
Romance at record store day.
Whilst this was happening, there was another group that have arrived who have been like, oh my God, there's like 60 people in the queue or whatever it was. Because like the queue increased quite rapidly between 3 and 5. Oh my God! Right. So this man was here. He came with a couple who left on the premise that they were going to get the car and collect him. They didn't come back. So he would proceed up and down the queue, giving high fives and doing all sorts of hand gestures. As he was a funny guy, high as a kite, super high as a kite. Like I think he rolled about 3 spliffs in the space of 45 minutes to an hour. He proceeded to roll and light a spliff when the police van rocked up. And on this occasion, the police van stopped and wanted to scan the queue, asking what everyone was queuing up for, one by one. And he was lit up. He then gets a text message from the couple saying, we've gone home, get a taxi to a place which was like 20 miles away. And he doesn't know the area, he doesn't know taxis, all that. So we phoned him a taxi. The taxi arrives, he gets in and drives away, and we're all like, the entire queue at this point, about 100 people, a sigh of relief just filled the air, right?
But this guy sounds like when he first arrived, he gave a lot of energy to the queue with the kind of...
He described it as big love. Yes. He gave everybody big love.
So he left and we proceeded to comment on our relief that he's gone. It's all good. Shoot you not. 10 seconds later, the man appears behind my shoulder. He's back. And he's like, hey guys, big love.
But he'd left in a taxi. He'd gone away in a car.
And so then he proceeded to go up and down the queue, doing the high fives and the hand gestures again. And it turns out that he'd stopped the taxi around the corner from where he was to get out to do that, to then jump back in the car and drive away.
Oh, that's kind of sweet. He wanted to do a final goodbye.
Yeah, but then we were all questioning, A, is he going to come back? How much of it did he hear of us saying our relief of him leaving?
Oh.
So that was a bit awkward. And then throughout, I mean, this was what?
About 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:30. The time he eventually left.
And then it was a case of, right, now we're just anxious that he's going to come back. Oh, anyway, right. So, the queue is now from the front door to the end of the alleyway, which is how many metres?
200 yards, 200 metres, something like that.
Just over there?
Yeah.
Just over there, yeah. Around there.
the world's first cosmonaut. The first to open the door into the unknown. The first to step over the threshold of our homeland.
We were greeted by the store owner and his family.
What time did they come along?
Yeah, around 8:30. We were all given tokens to prove what place we were in the queue. 10 minutes later, they opened the doors. I know exactly where PSB is because I saw it on an Instagram post.
You've been staring at it through the window all night.
Yes, there was that. Paid for it, got it, and mission accomplished.
Nice.
Was it hazardous? Yes, it was. The first strides into the unknown were about to be made.
Mr. D is the person who introduced me to public service broadcasting.
Oh! Hi, Mr. D. How did you introduce him to PSB?
I think it was in a Record Store Day queue many, many years ago.
What did you introduce him to? What track did you play or album?
I can't remember the sleeve. I can remember the sleeve. I can't remember the name of the single.
That's because you haven't slept.
Yes, quite. Yeah, it's well over 24 hours now. Is it Signal 30 and mm-hmm. the War Room EP? And I just told him what things I'd gathered at the time. And he obviously knew I'd been collecting records for years, so I dragged him along.
I had a quick chat with you last night, and you'd done every Record Store Day up until COVID.
So I went to the first one in 2007. And I managed to rock up at 1 p.m, and there were still records left. I didn't have to queue.
Can we go back to the old ways?
I know. But yeah, I went to every single one up until COVID, and they've all been fun.
Did you have fun last night?
I did. It was having the quick change of plans. It was good. I thought, a bit daunting, because we haven't really camped out in Chester before, but it was a really good night. As much as I loved getting the record, is more about the people you meet and the conversations you have and the love people have for music. It's quite evident with some of the things they talk about. Because one of the lads in the queue is a massive Echo and the Bunnymen fan, and that's quite happily have a conversation with him about that. You learn all sorts of stuff about people and what they collect and what they buy and what they listen to.
Nice. What was it like when you just left to kind of, you came out of the shop, you'd got what you'd got? Is there like a big goodbye?
Yeah, we hung around and waited for the first five of us all came out within a few minutes of each other, and we all saw what we'd got and sort of said, right, we'll meet you again next year and join the queue next year. And
Gave a hug. Went into the sunset.
Or sunrise.
Yeah, sunrise. You wish it was sunset.
Yeah. Yeah. Gave biscuits out to everyone. They enjoyed that.
Did you eat my cookies?
I gave your cookies out.
That's nice.
Part of the love, man. Share the love. You know, big love to Big North.
Big North.
Big love. I'm tired now. Happy Record Store Day.
Happy Record Store Day, everybody.
Public Service Podcasting was brought to you by Craig Ward, Nathan Stewart, and James Brown. You can contact the show with your thoughts, comments, and shout-outs by emailing publicservicepodcasting@gmail.com. You can also find us on the socials at PS Podcasting on X and Public Service Podcasting on Insta. So make sure you hit subscribe in your favourite podcasting platform so you never miss an episode. And visit our website, publicservicepodcasting.co.uk. See you next time.
Public Service Podcasting.